morning. Welcome to the eFlash Conversation Series. I'm in company of Dr. Laura Stone and Dr. Richard Hovey this morning. Thank you for joining me. Can you briefly introduce yourselves for people who don't necessarily know you in the faculty or what you do?
Well, I'm a new faculty member in the Division of Oral Health and Society and looking at professional development is one of my roles, but also research chronic illness, research mostly patient experience of chronic illness, patient safety, preventable medical harm, you know, those areas where we want to learn from other people who are not necessarily part of the healthcare system, but engage it.
Excellent.
So my name is Laura Stone. I've been in the Faculty of Dentistry for 6 years now, and my training is originally in neuroscience and pharmacology, so my research program involves studying the neurobiology of chronic pain using mostly preclinical models. So working with Richard is a nice opportunity to bridge the preclinical sort of basic science molecular research with how that actually translates to what the patient is experiencing.
We're here to speak a bit about the seminar series that graduate students have to attend. It's a requirement, if I understand it correctly. I've attended a few in the last year, really excellent and very interesting. Can you tell us a bit about what those research seminars are?
So I could talk a little bit more from a historical perspective. The intention of the seminar series was to bring together all of the members of the Faculty of Dentistry who have very different research interests into some kind of forum where we could learn about the work that's being done by others and to bring in guest speakers to teach us about other aspects of dental sciences and health sciences that might be relevant.
The seminar series is part of a graduate student course, and what I was noticing was that we would bring experts in many different areas, which was fantastic, but there wasn't really any learning involved with the students other than what they could pick up from that particular person in that particular environment in that particular day. Mm-hmm. And so as I spoke to students, we had this sort of disconnection between what one group of presenters would have and how it related to the students' interest in research, their own research. And so again, with all these conversations, we decided that since it is a course and we wanted to make it more learner-centered, that we would adopt a new approach to do it where we would provide a continuum of people who research a topic. So right. The topic became the thing, not the person.
Okay.
And we would invite people who could speak to that topic, but also from the perspective of a basic science researcher, a clinician, and a patient or end user of that particular research. Mm-hmm. So then the students now have an opportunity to engage with themselves, to discuss that, see how this works, but also to start to build this idea of an interdisciplinary perspective within our faculty, because we want more and more collaborative research. So this is one way to support that, and we decided that we would use this year to pilot it.
So you're essentially talking about making connections or helping people make connections between their work and other things that they can learn from somebody else's work. What's the importance of that in connecting the dots? And you're talking about interdisciplinary, an interdisciplinary element here. What's the importance of that?
It's very important that to me that my basic science research is relevant to real problems in the clinic and could potentially have some impact on patient care in the end. So the best way for me to structure my research in such a way is to understand and work with the clinicians and what are their challenges, mm-hmm. and to get to know the patients and understand from their point of view what their challenges and their concerns are. Mm-hmm. And if I don't do that, then my work is much less likely to be relevant. So the value from the basic science perspective is about understanding the significance of our work, where it's going, where we could have impact, mm-hmm. and what the big concerns are and the big problems that need to be solved.
You're exhibiting a lot of openness of mind, which is not necessarily something that everybody is able to do. Sometimes we close ourselves off because we don't want to get out of our comfort zone.
It's been an evolution, mm-hmm. and When I made the decision as a 20-year-old to study neuroscience, my motivation was not driven by altruism. My motivation was that I just thought the brain was the most fascinating thing, mm-hmm. and I just wanted to learn more about the brain and how it worked and how we think and feel and how does biochemistry in our brain change the way we see things and
right.
questions like that, completely curiosity driven. But as I learned more and ended up with an interest in how the nervous system processes pain, it's just sort of a natural evolution to start attending pain meetings and to meet patients and to meet mm-hmm. clinicians and to realize that I have this great opportunity not only to follow my own curiosity and be excited about my work, but for also to have some potential impact.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the best of both worlds.